This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There are a lot of challenges facing Satya Nadella in his new job, mostly figuring out which parts of Microsoft's sprawling business he'll choose to expand or cut back. To learn a little more about Nadella and the company itself, we are going to turn to our in-house expert, Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Lizzie.
So Satya Nadella's been at Microsoft for 22 years. What's he been doing there?
Well, he's been working on a couple things that we've heard of. Bing, you may have heard of. He worked on their search engine. He developed their cloud computing platform, which you and I, you know, maybe we've heard of this, maybe not. It's called Azure. It's kind of a competitor, what Microsoft hopes would be a competitor to things like Amazon. Basically, a way for us to store all of our information on the cloud if we're a business.
This is really important because the way most consumers interact with Microsoft or has been through Windows and the kind of software you run on your desktop.
And oh, yeah.
The way Microsoft wants to grow is either tablet stuff, consumer facing, or the cloud. Tell me about those two challenges and where someone who's worked on the cloud fits into this picture.
Okay, so as you and I know, as probably Microsoft Word and Excel users of the past, the company is a huge software company, right? And they're moving a lot of the software onto the cloud, basically a way for us to access these kinds of powerful tools either as a business or as a single consumer via the internet. Now, there's another side of this, right? There's Xbox, there's the Microsoft Surface, which not very many people I know have, and then there's the Windows Phone, which is, you know, product of Nokia now, and a space for Microsoft to grow in the hardware area. My guess is that Satya Nadella is going to work on the former more than the latter. Of course, there are some
consumer-facing business.
Yes, the cloud business. Now, there are going to be some consumer-facing products that Microsoft will, I assume, continue to make, right? Xbox, maybe the Windows Phone, which everybody loves but nobody has. The Surface, maybe. But what Satya Nadella is going to be focused on is big data and innovation in this area of cloud computing.
Ben, Bill Gates built Microsoft. He's stepping down from his role as chairman. There's going to be a new chairman. But Gates is still going to be there 3 days a week, kind of as an advisor. Who is really the boss here?
Okay, so it is a little bit confusing, right? And a little bit weird that Bill Gates is kind of still around. But I think what this kind of like tag team Bill Gates, Satya Nadella, Batman and Robin thing might be about is Bill Gates is sort of getting back involved in the company. He's going to be working in the company 3 days a week instead of dealing with investors. And he's going to be sort of a support to Satya Nadella. He's going to be, to all of us, a reminder that the person who built this company is still involved in the day-to-day. Now, as to whether or not that means that Satya Nadella is the true leader of the company, I think that Nadella has demonstrated his ability to lead. I mean, the area that he ran, the cloud computing part of the business, is a $19 billion business. So I think he has the chops to be the true leader of the company, and I think he'll step up.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lizzie.